This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
The 10-Minute Timeout is a mini-podcast that brings Mississippi sports stories to life. Join me, Lacey Alexander, as I learn more about the teams, athletes, staff, and programs that make our state proud. One-on-one interviews with influential playmakers paint a clear picture for listeners of how Mississippi sports inspire and energize our community. New episodes released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting app.
From MPB Think Radio, this is Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, along with my traveling partners, Kamel King, Tourism Development Bureau Manager with Visit Mississippi, and Java Chapman. We're your number one on-air source covering the people, places, and events that make our state great. Today, we're on the road. Next stop is the 21st Annual Juke Joint Festival, happening now through Sunday, April 14th in the heart of Clarksdale. Today, we're live from the Collective Seed and Supply Company downtown. We'll chat with Commander-in-Chief of Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Arts, Roger Stoll. We'll also chat with the Sunflower and Bolivar County Representative Robert Sanders before sit-downs with the Collective Seed and Director of Visit Clarksdale, Bubba O'Keefe. Plus, we'll also let you know what's happening around your neck of the woods. We are on the road live! Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We are on the road live at the 21st Annual Juke Joint Festival. It has been nothing but fun since we stepped inside of the parameters of the city. Yes. And I really want to thank everybody in the city of Clarksdale. I mean, from white to black people, from male to female, for making us feel at home when we come here every single time.
Yes.
There is never a place that I go to that I don't love, but this one right here I call my second home. So again, thank you to the people of Clarksdale. But let me welcome my traveling partners who are here with me today. We've got a lot of partners here today, but the one sitting at the table with me, everybody give it up for, of course, the man with the plan, Java Chapman.
Yeah!
He's always the one holding us together. And then, of course, Visit Mississippi's own Kamel King is with us today.
Woo!
And so we are just here to be able to promote Juke Joint Festival, promote the city of Clarksdale, talk about our time here. Let's just get started, guys. I mean, yesterday.
Oh, man.
I just got to say one. Well, okay. I guess it's two words.
Say it.
Yazoo pass.
Yazoo.
And then I don't know how many words, but the best grits in the world. That's all I'm going to say.
I've got two words, the salmon.
And he was talking about that on the ride in, so I think he's going to walk out with some more of that.
In two other words, the owner. Because, man, he treated, thank you.
John,
yes,
thank you, John.
You treated us so well. Your staff is amazing. The food is amazing. The chef is amazing.
John did. Shouts out to the Lena as well.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Lena.
I always pronounce it wrong.
Get it right.
It's okay. Marisol Doyle, Rory Doyle, they are fantastic people. And all the way in Cleveland, right down the road, they have one of the most fantastic pizza shops, Lena. I mean, they gave us a little sneak preview before they open.
Yeah.
Because she said when they open, there will be no room to do an interview or talk to us. And there was not. As soon as the door opened at 5:00, I mean, the line was there. So
we had people mad at us because they thought we were, you know, telling them a story when I told them that it was closed. They opened up the door, saw us eating. They were like, it's closed.
Yeah, but we were doing MPB things. So. Right.
Literally, they kept pulling on the door. That's how much they wanted that pizza. And then the baked goods, the cookies, the cheesecake. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, good stuff. Yes. It's all good stuff, and we, again, are here. I would like to introduce our first guest, though, to get us started.
Let's do it.
Let's bring in the Commander-in-Chief for Cathead Delta Vodka Blues Art. He is here. Roger Stoll, come on through and welcome to Next Stop Mississippi.
Yes.
We get Roger in person today, everybody. We get Roger in person. So, Roger, I'm glad to finally have you sitting beside us on Next Stop Mississippi. Thank you again for having us here in the city of Clarksdale, and congratulations on this year's Juke Joint Festival.
Well, y'all are having such a party every week on the radio. It is nice to be part of it in person. Because you really know how to promote Mississippi, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
Helping Clarksdale promote our events, as you do, the Film Festival, Juke Joint Festival. cool places like this, the Collective Seed and Supply, where you can buy curry paste, which I just bought.
Really?
And plants. So there you go, in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
That is awesome. Okay, now look, I misspoke. Kamel always has to make sure I'm correct. So Roger may possibly drink vodka, but Cathead Delta Blues and folk art has nothing to do with the vodka. I just had a great time yesterday.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Roger, clean that up for me a little bit.
Sure. So actually, our friends at Cathead Vodka, their name was partly inspired by my store name, which was partly inspired by Pat Thomas, an eccentric bluesman folk artist who draws cat heads. But they are, Cathead Vodka, that is, a major sponsor of Juke Joint Festival.
Yes.
And yes, I have been accused of drinking vodka.
It was water, though, right, Roger? Yeah.
So I was close. Roger, let's talk about this year's Juke Joint Festival. I mean, the schedule is jam-packed. I mean, literally from Thursday till Sunday, it's all of the events. Talk about what everybody can expect.
Insanity. In the best of ways. We have over 100 blues performers here in town. I'm sure well over when you consider bands. Performing started last night officially, but all the way through Sunday. Today we got some free music out front of my Cathead Blues store. We got wristband sales going on across the street at the Juke Joint Festival headquarters. We got some cool panel discussions over there at Meraki and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah. It sort of culminates today. The biggest official event is free, so write that down. Free at the New Roxy starting at 5 p.m. We'll have Young Rel, Harold Davenport, just a kid playing blues. He's incredible. Mm. Originally from Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Okay.
And then we got a guy that you may know, Mr. Charlie Musselwhite.
Oh, man.
He's my favorite, downtown neighbors. He's my favorite downtown neighbor because he does live downtown here in Clarksdale, and he wanted to play with his buddy Kirk Fletcher, who's flying in for it, and that'll be at the New Roxy. They'll probably kick off at 6:15. That is a free show. Of course, tomorrow is the big day, yep. So eat your Wheaties and get your sleep tonight, or not. And we've got 16 free daytime stages running tomorrow, about 10 a.m. to about 6 p.m. And then at night, I mean, you really got to eat your Wheaties and bring your vodka.
All of it.
Because we've got 23 nighttime venues with 25 indoor stages and 37 acts. For the price of one little old wristband. So you can go to jukejointfestival.com, J-U-K-E, jukejointfestival.com, and just spend a couple hours looking at the schedule, or come to 243 Delta Avenue, which is the Juke Joint Festival headquarters, pick up your T-shirt, pick up your wristbands, and they will give you for free, although it costs the festival $2.20, just so you know, an 80-page program booklet that is chock full of blues, monkeys riding dogs, herding sheep.
You know I love that.
Racing pigs, street vendor info, all that stuff, plus maps. JukeJointFestival.com or 243 Delta Avenue.
Right, so these... Go ahead, Kamel.
Oh, no. Well, I was going to say, first of all, shout out to Charlie Musselwhite, who is a Blues Trail recipient. He has his marker in Kosciuszko, so wanted to plug that. And, Roger, I wanted to talk about just how unique Clarksdale is, because you and amongst... a group of other people who has mined the diamonds under their feet and really turned Clarksdale or bolstered what it already was. You know, you see the developments, but you also see that the town keeps its quaint feel, and it still is a walking town. But it hadn't been overrun by the world, but it's certainly going to develop more. How do you see it taking on, all of the influx of international tourists and interstate tourists who are going to bombard the city as this development keeps going?
Well, the thing that's been super awesome about Clarksdale, people come for the music, they stay for the people. And in that whole mix, you're not going to see a Starbucks here. I'm sorry, Starbucks. You're gonna see a Meraki. You're going to see a Yazoo Pass. You can get the awesome espresso-based coffees. You're not going to see Anheuser-Busch open a plant here. No offense to InBev. But you will have Red Panther Brewing Company. You know, these unique, homegrown, new institutions. You're not going to have, I guess Tower Records is gone, but a Tower Records, but you'll have a Cathead store, things like that. Mm-hmm. We have blues clubs, of course, from the world-famous Ground Zero Blues Club that some actor named Morgan Freeman co-owns.
Who's that?
But, but you also got places like Red's Lounge, which is continuing the legacy. Orlando Payton, Red, the founder, who passed away. His son has reopened it this week. Nice. So you can come and see these things you cannot see anywhere else on the planet, probably in the universe. And it's just a really unique place because of that. Now, we should send out some shout-outs. You're going to have one of the guys on the show here, Bubba O'Keefe.
Oh, man.
Who is an architect of
yes.
whatever you want
Maverick.
To call all this.
Yep.
And the two of us sort of came up with the concept of Juke Joint Festival. But Nan Hughes and her family that
yes.
she has, I'll say politely, recruited or forced into labor to help put on this festival. You know, Nan is essential to it.
Yes.
But all of these little businesses, all of these musicians and artists, as well as institutions that support us, City of Clarksdale, the county, yeah. Tourism, Chamber, Delta Blues Museum, they're just instrumental. You can go to visitclarksdale.com to learn more of what we've got going on tourism-wise. Of course, you can go to cathead.biz, my website, for a music calendar. And again, jukejointfestival.com will tell you some of our history of the festival as well.
All right. I wanted to go back to the festival itself. When it comes down to the day, so today is somewhat of a free day. Tomorrow is not so, right, Roger?
Yeah, tomorrow you're not free. You all got to just do everything.
You better pay what you wear.
But I will say the word free is a word that comes up a lot during Juke Joint Festival. Yes, Saturday night, you got to buy a wristband. You can't have that much music and support those venues without buying one.
Exactly.
However, last night, yesterday, the kickoff, today's stuff, Charlie Musselwhite. Of course, tomorrow, 16 free stages of music, as well as, I'll say it again, monkeys riding dogs, herding sheep.
You know I want to see it.
It's real.
You know I want to see it, Roger.
These are free. But you know what? They are free, but they're not free. You know, we have to pay for those. So visit Clarksdale, Cathead Vodka, the Crossroads Economic Partnership, visit Mississippi.
That's right.
Southern Bancorp, Double Quick, and dozens of other sponsors, all the way down to people that just... you know, buy a t-shirt. That is how we put this festival on, and we do appreciate all the support.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate how you all make it accessible for everybody, for somebody who has money, for somebody who doesn't have money, and
yes.
then how many festivals you all have coming through. We were talking at dinner at Yazoo Pass, and I was telling them how Sunflower Blues and Gospel Fest in September was my appetizer for Juke Joint Festival. I mean, it really got me going to wanting to come back. Talk about some of the other festivals, again, that you all put on here.
Sure. So first off, folks who haven't been here in 25 years, guess what? We don't have live blues one or two nights a week. We have it 365 nights a year.
Right.
Now, that's a round of applause for that. That is a big undertaking. That is a tourism dream. That's a tourism dream.
It really is.
Even Santa Claus can make a stop here on Christmas. We will have something, I promise. but throughout the year, we've gone from two festivals a year, Sunflower River Blues Festival in August, which yeah. is still awesome. It's the grandmother of all these. Also the Tennessee Williams Festival, because, of course, he spent time here in his youth. We went from those two festivals to having what's probably about 17 festivals this year.
Wow.
Now, they vary in size and scope from a little one-stager up to Juke Joint, which, again, 16 free daytime, 23 nighttime. You get a wristband. It's really something for everyone. Some of these things are free. Sunflower's free. Many of the Juke Joint Festival events are free. Some of them you buy a ticket for. But if you go to visitclarksdale.com or you go to cathead.biz, both of us have music calendars that'll tell you those festivals. And we have amazing accommodations. Again, if you haven't been here in 5, 10, 20 years, you have no idea where you can stay.
Yeah.
We have, you know, little older places, sure, but we also have really cool stuff even downtown. We've got several sets of what I would describe, based on the way I live, as luxury lofts.
Five and Dime.
Five and Dime, for example, that are awesome.
They
yes.
are beautiful.
We have the Traveler's Hotel, an artist run co-op. 20-room old railroad worker hotel that's been artfully designed. We've got an award-winning hostel that actually on Sunday nights features live blues and a whole lot more. Again, visit Clarksdale.com has that information.
Now, Roger, you said Starbucks may not come here, but hey, I saw a Wingstop and I was like, whoa, you guys are getting Hollywood. this is turning into L.A., okay?
But it's in the Greyhound building.
Yeah,
the old
and that
it has a nice glittery sign and everything.
Yeah, I said, this is
But here's what's
Hollywood.
Funny. On the one hand, that is a chain. On the other hand, the founder is from Clarksdale.
There you go. That's
yeah,
awesome.
So
And it's in a repurposed building,
that's
which
right.
I did not
was
know that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, don't try to catch the bus at that building, but you can get some hot wings.
There you go.
That's awesome, Roger. So awesome. Again, tell everybody where they can go to get more information about Juke Joint Festival.
Absolutely. First off, just come to Clarksdale, Mississippi right now this weekend. Go to 243
yes.
Delta Avenue for the headquarters. or go to jukejointfestival.com. That's J-U-K-E, jukejointfestival.com. For more details, we got everything on there. Lineup, everything.
Now, as it relates to Cathead, your business, let them know where they can get more information about
that. Yeah, so you can come by and pester me any day of the week, 252 Delta Avenue, or you can go to cathead.biz on the World Wide Web.
And everything's for sale.
Everything there. People say, it's like a museum in here. And I'm like, yeah, a museum where you can buy everything.
Right.
Well, if you come out, you can do all of that. If you're at the house, don't turn your dial right now. We want to give you more. So I want to go ahead and bring over Ann from the Collective Seed and Supply Company.
Yes!
Ann, come on through, lady. You're so cute. Give me your pants right now.
Later, girl.
I love it.
When you don't need them, thank you for having us here each and every single year with Gestalt Gardner Felder and MPB coming through. I just love the whole vibe of the Collective Seed and Supply Company, and I mean, just a beautiful place you have here.
Well, thank you. And this is our Christmas. Like, this is just the best weekend of the year. We love having y'all here. We love the support. We love all the good vibes. So thank you so much.
Right. Talk about the plants. That's what I want to know.
Talk about the plants.
I mean, there's plants everywhere. I love
beautiful.
It. Is this the passion in the heart of the Collective Seed and Supply Company?
It's definitely our bread and butter.
Okay.
So Collective Seed, we occupy this beautiful 100-and-something-old building. The most interesting thing, I think, about what we do here is we run an artist residency where we recruit artists to come to Clarksdale. And we put them up in free housing. So that second level up there, that's
wow.
where artists live for free. Mm. And in exchange, they work about 20 to 25 hours a week here at Collective Seed and at Travelers Hotel, which is our sister business.
Yeah.
And then they're paid for the hours they work, but then they have the balance of their time to make art and invest in Clarksdale and do cool things
wow.
in the community. Yeah, so it's a model
How
that
interesting.
It's just it's really
cool,
right?
It's all here.
That is so interesting. Now, who came up with that concept? I think that is genius.
Well, me. No.
there you go.
You see her? You see her right here, the genius.
Go ahead.
No, my husband, Chuck Rutledge, and I, it's a model that we've learned about. It started in New York years and years ago, and we reached out to those folks, and they gave us a lot of helpful information, and we just sort of ran with it. We do it here in Clarksdale, and we also have a little spot in New Orleans.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'd like to apply. I scribble a little bit.
Come on.
Housing, I'll do.
He'll just literally sign his name on the side of the building and walk away. Don't trust anything you hear from Camille.
How do you sift through the people who want to be
well,
a part of that?
We found that it is an artist residency, but that can be sort of intimidating, right? Like, we're not necessarily looking for capital A, like, artists. Like, we just want people who have service in their heart, people who understand and want to make Clarksdale see it reach its fullest potential, people who really want to invest in this town. So mostly I would say it's people who want to live creatively.
Yeah.
Camille does. It's just with stick figures. So I think
exactly.
He passes. He passes. When it comes down to being in the city of Clarksdale and serving the city of Clarksdale and the people who come and they come to Collective Seed and Supply Company, how much passion do you have for that?
I mean, are you trying to make me cry?
Yeah.
Actually, we'd love it. We'd
yeah.
love for you
I
to
cried
cry.
A little bit on my way in.
I mean, it's just the first time I came to Clarksdale, I came with my husband grew up here. We met in New Orleans, and we were here visiting his family. And we call it the vortex. Like, you have to be careful because you will get sucked right
wow.
into this town. And it just vibrates on a level that I really, really connect with. It's
wow.
weird. You know, you can come here and be you, let your freak flag
yeah.
fly. Everybody's
yes,
so nice.
That's what I love.
So, yeah. I mean, it's just, I never would have thought I'd live in. On our first date, Chuck said to me, I'm from Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I just said in my head, well, I'm sure that means something.
Here I go.
Said, well.
And now
where are you from? But where are you from?
Well, I can't talk. I grew up in a little town called Watson, Louisiana, outside
okay.
of Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But y'all have that Creole vibe down there. It's way more fun
oh, yeah. We're
sounding
really
than
yeah.
Clarksdale at the time. But now I think they're rivaling y'all a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Yep.
They're rivaling Louisiana a little bit. I want to get into some more of the Collective Seed and Supply Company. So you've got home goods, bath and bodies, wearables, totes, books, just everything that's here. Talk about some of the wares that people can, you know, get into and buy and purchase.
Yeah, sure. Besides the plants and the garden seed, we have a pretty strong specialty food section. You know, Clarksdale is, we live on the most fertile land in the country, but there isn't a whole lot of food that's grown here, and it's very much a food desert, and it's really hard to get healthy food. So we've built out a little corner of our store exactly for that. So stuff that you can't find at any other stores in Clarksdale. And it's sort of the same ethos for the rest of the store, the home goods. It's just, you know, some things are like pretty baseline, useful kitchen utensils, but then there are some more elevated products that you'd be hard-pressed to find, definitely in Clarksdale and maybe even in the Delta in Mississippi.
Right. Wait a minute. You mean crispy, crunchy fried chicken from the gas station isn't healthy?
Don't let him go there.
I'm all about that fried chicken.
He and I were driving, literally trying to figure out who has the best gas station fried chicken or food. The double quick.
Right.
Okay, the double quick. If it's not crispy crunchy, it's the double quick. I've
walked into the double quick plenty of times. 2 minutes buying a candy bar, and my whole outfit is smelling like I've been fried chicken. I'm like, this is probably the best fried chicken in the city right here.
Well, when it comes down to where people can get more information and about Collective Seed and Supply Company, where can they go?
Thank you for asking. We have a website. It's collective-seed.com. And you can also learn more about what we're doing and our model stay at travelers.com. We have the hotel.
And I wanted to talk about that. Let's get into Travelers, about the hotel and everything. So it's a venture from you and your husband as well.
It is. And all this we're doing, thankfully we're not doing it to make a lot of money, because we're not making a lot of money. But we have a revitalization nonprofit, and it's called Kahoma Collective. And you can learn more about that at kahomacollective.org. But Kahoma Collective was the developer of Travelers Hotel. It is a 20-room boutique hotel. You know, there aren't a lot of larger places to stay in downtown Clarksdale, and we were, you know, we did a whole lot of research, because it's a big risk to open a business in the Delta these days. But we felt like we could make it work, and we are making it work, because we have such a fabulous community that supports us, and we have just the most loyal people. Love Clarksdale. People come here from all over the world, and we love meeting them.
Awesome. What's interesting is the authentic and consistent character thread of people here of investing and reinvesting in this city. I mean, that is the constant concept coming out of your mouth, out of, you know, everybody that you meet here, from a business owner or just a citizen here. It's a mind frame of reinvestment. So why do you think that is so powerful here? And that should spread. That needs to spread to all of the cities and towns throughout the rest of the state.
Yeah, it's funny. I always joke that sometimes I think the Delta just has this self-esteem problem. Like, sometimes you have to, the people who grew up here don't always see the same value in it that people from the outside see. And I do think that there have been some really phenomenal revitalization efforts seeded by Roger, who's amazing, and Bubba, also great, that are kind of doing a great job of drawing people from Clarksdale here, but also changing that self-perception. And people look around and they're like, you know what, so many people are investing in this town where I grew up. Like, it's pretty cool, and I'm proud to be from here.
I love it.
And can't nobody rock some jeans, boots, and a smooth jacket like Bubba O'Keefe. That man right there, he know how to step in cool. What's up, Bubba?
He sure called
you. He know how to put it on.
He
know how to put it on.
That's right.
And if somebody wanted more information about the Travelers Hotel, because they are going to stay there, where can they get that information from?
Stay@travelers.com.
Y'all, make sure y'all do that. Again, this was Ann with Collective Seed and Supply Company in the Travelers Hotel. She is an amazing hostess, and we love being here with you, Ann, and we love everything that you do for the city, everything that you do for the environment, all that great jazz.
Well,
I love
thank
it.
You. We love you, too. Thanks for being here.
Yes.
We are broadcasting live from Collective Seed and Supply Company downtown, and we are live for real, for real. Ain't that right, Kamala?
Hello! We are here!
See, you threw him out there, and he delivered.
Make your noises, Kamala.
I will! I'm free in Clarksdale! I will make my noises.
We are having a beautiful, beautiful day. I can't say more about the city. Really and truly, this is the perfect day.
It is.
Weather-wise, what?
It is beautiful out here.
Y'all talked about it earlier. This is a walking city. And
today is the day.
Today is the day to walk.
The sun is out. It feels great. Cool outside. I mean, you get the best of both worlds. A little warm, a little cool.
Yep.
I don't even have my hand fan.
You don't need it.
And you know, usually
I'll let you have the one.
Usually I do the manuals because that the automatics are kind of loud.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't even.
You
have
don't
my
even
hand
need
fan.
It.
No, I'm not
right.
even sweating,
feels
Kamel.
Great.
It does feel great. And you know what else feels great? Checking out what's happening around
yes.
everybody's neck of the
yes.
woods. Coming up, we're going first off bat because I will be there in person. So everybody needs to come to this event. It's Family Fun Day. We're having it again this year. Family Fun Day is going to be happening in Columbus, Mississippi next Saturday, April 20th. And if you've ever been to a Family Fun Day of MPB, you have had a time. I mean, literally activities for the kids. We've got vendors, definitely some educational stuff going on. We kind of tuck it down inside of the games and all the activities that we have going on. But it's definitely where you want to be and where you want to take your children to, especially. When we come down, we give out some great learning things that you can take home with you, do some home learning activities and stuff like that. Then you can meet Ed Sed. Ed Sed will be there. The W Owl will be there. I mean, if you want some good fun, make sure you go do that. That, again, Family Fun Day, Saturday, April 20th. If you want to know where it's at, it's going to be at the Pool Gym of the University of Mississippi for Women from 10 until 2 next Saturday. So make sure you all get into that. Also coming up in the city of Flowood, Brandon, the Holy Mila 2024, a Festival of Colors. We had them on last year, and they gave us so much info about the Festival of Colors. This is where you go in your white clothes, and then they throw the colored powders at you. And when you come out, you come out in, like, full, like, rainbow colors.
That's what we would call in high school a fist fight. Yeah.
But let me tell you, with my mama, she would have been like, you going to wear your shower cap because don't get that colored powder in your hair. So.
Like, no, I won't.
Yeah, no, mama, I want to do it like the other kids. But yeah, so this had, they'll be having mouth-watering food, music, dance, kids activities, and of course the colors and so much more. That's going to be happening April 13th, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Hindu Temple Society of Mississippi. In Brandon, Mississippi. Again, that's Holy Mila 2024, a Festival of Colors. So that's what's happening around your neck
Perfect.
Of the woods. We've got somebody on the line that we need to talk to. It's Representative Robert Sanders. He's the representative for Bolivar and Sunflower Counties. Am I saying Bolivar right? I've asked you that.
Bolivar.
I knew it.
Why Jermaine, do y'all not correct where do you hide me? Your Ginsu set? Because you chop names up.
Why do y'all not correct me faster? I need y'all to do it quicker than that.
You're lightning fast with it.
I would like to welcome Representative Robert Sanders to the show. He's on the line.
Yes.
Representative Sanders, thank you so much for what you do. And welcome to Next Stop Mississippi.
My pleasure. Thank you all for having me. We won't hold you accountable for mispronouncing Bolivar. I promise you we won't.
Thank you, Representative Sanders, because Kamel says I own all the Ginsu. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Knives of words, but I'm glad he's here with me to correct me. But Representative Sanders, I want you to know one thing. We're here, and we are having the best time in your hometowns.
Yes.
Wow. That tells you a little bit about the Mississippi Delta. You know, it will have you to actually want to sell your bed and not go back home.
That's what Ann was telling us. She said it's like a vortex, a black hole of a sort, is what you would say, Representative Sanders.
Absolutely. and we are the epitome of the hospitality state. We have everything that you know about Mississippi. You can come to the Delta and you can really see it being exemplified. So we're just thankful.
Right. Talk about your love for your hometowns and just what the Delta has to offer.
Well, the Delta is a unique place. You know, when I say unique, it's unique in culture. I mean, it's one of the ones that everyone wants to get a chance to come and visit the Mississippi Delta to see exactly what we are doing and all the rich history of the Mississippi Delta. Then Mound Bayou, Clarksdale, the Blues Trails, and things of that magnitude. And we have in Cleveland, Mississippi, the Grammy Museum, the only one in the besides the one in Los Angeles. We have it in the state of Mississippi, right there in Cleveland, Mississippi. So I'm just excited to be from Baldwin County and represent Sunflower County as well. And we just have a lot to offer. And we ask everyone, if you ever get a chance, please make your stop in the Mississippi Delta.
They talk, of course, the world knows about how famous this area is for the blues, for the music, for the food and the hospitality. But talk about the entrepreneurial spirit that is here. I mean, you know, just talking to our last guest in Bubba O'Keefe, who's going to be on, who has been a developer, and Mayor Bill Luckett and George, you know, it's just there, and so many other developers here. Talk about the entrepreneurial spirit that comes out of here.
Yes, thank you. That is very exciting. You know, we are rich in entrepreneurship. We have some of the young minds there that we want to keep there and keep them engaged. And of course, you know, there's the actress Morgan Freeman there from Clarksdale. And, you know, we try to make sure that we engage with him to make sure that we can reach out to our youth to get them on board to want to stand in Mississippi Delta. But, you know, the Mississippi Delta is where a young man or young lady would want to be upon leaving college. We're excited about it. We're taking it to a higher level, and we got some working people there to make sure that this continues with our entrepreneurship.
That's awesome. Representative Sanders, talk about the work that you do on behalf of your hometowns in the counties, and how much passion you have for that.
Well, thank you for asking that question. So what I do is I always try to go face-to-face with my constituents. You know, a lot of times constituents hear our names. They see us on news, they hear us on the radio as they're listening now. But they never get a chance to engage with a one-on-one. So I love to get out when the legislative session is not going on to engage with my constituents, see what their needs are, talk to them about some of their concerns and what we can do for our different areas in our counties. But that's the most passionate part of me, to make sure that I engage and making sure that they get a chance to meet their elected official one-on-one in person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. What do you see for the future of the counties and the work that you're doing to help make that future happen?
Well, what we're doing is we're actually the growth of the Mississippi Delta. That's the one thing. And we have an area, area-wide, I think we're the second largest county in the state of Mississippi besides Yazoo. We have so much to offer, and I'm constantly seeing what we can do to grow our area economic-wise, to making sure that we attract industries that's needed and things of that magnitude. We have terrain landing over on the west side of Rosedale where all the ships come in, tourists come from different parts of the world. They're coming to the Mississippi Delta and just having themselves a great time. So we want to continue to grow that spirit and making sure that the Mississippi Delta doesn't go unnoticed.
That's right. Representative Sanders, if anybody wanted to contact you, how could they do that?
They can do it. My number, you know, I'll say this. When I entered the House of Representatives, I was asked by one of the clerks there whether or not my number, did I want to post my personal phone number. And I said to one of them, I said, you know, if there's not a number where my constituents or anyone can reach me throughout the state of Mississippi, what purpose am I serving? I have a number that anyone can have, and I hope anyone's listening. And my number is published there on the website. If you need my number, I can give it to anyone as we're speaking. And I want them to always know that that's the purpose of every elected official that internet office should have. But my number is always accessible to anyone.
That's right. Representative Sanders, thank you again for joining us today on Next Stop Mississippi while we're having a time in your hometown.
Yeah.
Well, I want y'all to know, thank you for having me. Anytime you come up to the Mississippi Delta, I'm willing to roll out the red carpet. So please, come on back.
We will. We will. Jermaine Flood in with you here live at the 21st Annual Juke Joint Festival.
Yes.
Clarksdale, Mississippi. This is a beautiful day to be able to have a great time in the city of Clarksdale. When we get off, what are we going to do, guys?
Everything. Eat. I want to eat. It's time to eat something.
But I have a cold glass of water.
I think that was AKA for something else, but Java, no, it's
cat head water.
Oh, cat head water. That's right. We're going to drink a cold glass of cat head water. Miss Angela's going to get you a bottle of water, Java. Listen, it's a beautiful day here at the Collective Seed and Supply Company downtown Clarksdale, Mississippi. If you want to get into some fun, see some monkeys riding dogs, herding sheep, and hear some great, great tunes, that's all here in the city. The city is packed out. People are everywhere. People are walking around. It's a great morning. I already know how the night's going to go. It's going to be a busy night, and then tomorrow night is the culmination of all of it, kind of, sort of, but then they've got a whole Sunday day. They've got a whole list of events.
Right.
Go to Juke Joint Festival's website. I think that's Juke-Joint. Let me get it right. No, just JukeJointFestival.com all together. Make sure y'all go out there. You can check out the list of events on the schedules tab. I mean, when he said how many events were going to be happening Saturday night, he was not telling a story. I don't even know how one person can be in all these places at once.
They can't.
Oh, you can't? Okay, they literally told me
you just got to go in, out, in, out.
So you've got to print out the schedule, highlight what you want to go to, make sure it's not all at the same times, and pick your place. But if you want to, maybe you can hop around kind of fast and listen to a little bit and then go to the next place and then listen to a little bit more. But right now, I want to welcome to the show Bubba O'Keefe. You've heard him a lot on Next Stop Mississippi. He's definitely one of the family for the show. But he is here live in person to tell us all about Visit Clarksdale, Mississippi, and of course the 21st Annual Juke Joint Festival going on today. He's a sharp dressed man. Yes, he is.
He walking up all shy, Bubba.
Yes,
you know
he
how
is.
To do this. You're not shy, Bubba. That ain't an old man.
It's an old man walk, he said. He's not an old man, though.
Old man strut.
Right. Bubba, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi again.
Thank you. Thank y'all for coming to Clarksdale, my favorite place in the world.
Yeah, thank you so much having us. Just go on. Talk about everything that people need to know, Bubba.
Oh, man. Well, the first is that we're edgy and gritty. Nothing cute and quaint about us.
Amen.
They come for the people. People come for the people. And they come back for, I'm sorry, they come for the music and they come back for the people.
That's right.
You know, so it's all about immersing yourself into a culture unlike any other place on earth. We're excited about our vibe. I mean, you got the Crossroads, you got Abe's Barbecue, you know, celebrating 100 years this year. You got great eating all over downtown, great coffee. You know, it just goes on and on.
Now, Bubba, when I first talked to you sometime last year and we were talking about Juke Joint Festival, you were telling me this is the one that you need to come to. And it really, really has been that. And the hospitality, just out of the roof.
Yes.
I mean, I can't say more about it. And with you as director of Visit Clarksdale, I think you have something to do with that.
A lot to do with it, Bubba.
Well, we just love the people that come to Clarksdale. You know, we might be the tourism office, but you're not tourists. You're our guest. And so we want to treat people like our guests because, you know, too many times tourists seem to have like this people envision them as having dollar signs on their forehead. You're our guest, and there's nothing too good for our guests.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and so we want to lay it down for you, because people open like Reds. They open their world to you. Grandma's House of Pancakes. That is their world. That is their home, and you're their guest. And for me, it's a privilege to be able to go into their home and be treated like a guest.
That's right.
Bubba, it's something about the character that I've always known since I've met you and joined Visit Mississippi. Nobody outworks you. And what's funny is you were walking up talking about, oh, man, that's an old man walk. Nobody outworks you. When I was first going out on festivals, and I was like, who is that guy? Who is that? And they were like, oh, that's Bubba O'Keefe from Clark. Man, nobody is there earlier. Nobody is there later. Nobody talks to more people from all over the world and all over the country to talk about your city and your state. And, I mean, when travelers come through, you're the first one on the street taking them all around. You're the last one off the street. So, I mean, that just goes to show how passionate you are about your city and your state.
Well, you know, I am passionate. I love it. You know, with the first person, my cousin told me, you know, he said, you know what's wrong with you, Bubba? And this was about 23 years ago. He says, you're passionate. I thought he was talking about Romeo and Juliet. You know, but I found out that that's what the key is to anything successful is that it's, I'd rather have one passionate person than 10 hardworking men.
Mm.
Because passion goes beyond 40 hours a work week. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond senses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my wife is probably going to kill me. But this whole thing about Clarksdale and the Vibe and the Juke Joint Festival, it's just like I was telling Ann a minute ago, this is drugs, man.
But I like the way you say it.
I can say that because I, you know, they
right,
know my history.
That's okay, right,
I'm not
that's
worried
okay.
about them.
Right.
They can't get me now.
They can't give me.
Yeah, it is.
But I had to find something.
Yeah.
And this is it.
It is. Yeah.
And I love Clarksdale,
yes,
and it's just an exciting time. The Juke Joint Festival, what's going on? The Travelers. The hostel, the Alberish Hostel.
Yeah.
People are just plugging in. We've got Red Panther Brewery fixing to start in August, July, August, but they'll be open tomorrow serving beer. And so this is just, I mean, it's incredible. Who thought this 23 years ago?
Right.
Well, Roger and I did. But
You're right.
We thought it was going
to
be 3 years. I didn't know it was going to be 23 years,
right,
man.
Right,
you know.
Right.
So, you know, but I'm just so excited and so honored that y'all are here and the people come.
Yeah,
I want to tap on what you just said. Talk about what it felt like 23 years ago versus what it feels like 23 years later.
Mm. Well, man, you're going to make me cry now.
That's a great question.
You know, I can remember sitting in my office right over here across from the Five and Dime Loss, trying to envision what lights look like on downtown, and especially a second floor loft hotel. It was so dark, nobody, you know, and it was so exciting then, you know, people say you had a vision. Well, I'm thinking it was a hallucination, you know, but.
We know what you just said, Roger. We know what you just said.
About 5 years ago or 3 years ago, this good friend of mine said, she called me up on a Friday afternoon about 5:30, and she said, Bubba, when is this revitalization in Clarksdale going to start? I almost had a heart attack. I mean, I almost came up and, you know.
Oh, 'cause she didn't even know.
And I said, well, where are you right now? She says, I'm on the sidewalk having dinner at the Yazoo Pass. Mm. And I said, what do you see around you? Well, I see this old building across the street that needs working on. I said, what else do you see? Well, some people just, you know, walk by with their puppy dog and a bicycle. And, you know, that's it. I said, revitalization is here.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
People just, they want to just see it.
Yeah.
But we're experiencing. I said, do you remember 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, there were no people walking the streets, walking their dogs,
yeah,
or riding a bicycle.
That's right.
You are in the middle of revitalization.
Right.
And people just need to understand it's the process. It's the journey. It's not about what I saw 23 years ago, because everything that's happening now, it's been a grassroots thing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot stronger. When you have live blues music 7 nights a week, it's because people stood up to take this night, one night, the next night.
Yes.
And that's why it's still going today.
Yes.
You know, Memphis, Chicago, they can't offer what we got here.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's because the people that are here are plugged in and they understand and appreciate the music, the history, and the culture, that they want to stand up and make a difference.
That's right.
And, you know, now you might walk in a club, might be one or two in there. It might be six. And those six might be from six different countries.
That's right.
Or it might be 11 Norwegians. Yep. You never know.
You never know.
But the show goes on.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right. That's right.
Like what Red told Kingfish one night when nobody was in there. Kingfish started to pack up. He said, boy, you ain't going nowhere. He said, well, nobody's here. He says, you play for nobody's. You play for 1,000 people.
That's right.
And I said, man, you're getting hard on him. He wasn't like 15 years old, Bubba. That, you got to learn. If you're going to be a blues player, you got to learn.
That's right, special, Bubba.
That's real advice.
That is right, Bubba. I love it. I love to see an idea manifest, and thank you for that. I really wanted to see it come to life. Talk about, though, how it manifested into Southern Living's Best of March 2024, Clarksdale making the three of the best of Mississippi by Southern Living readers, including Best Blues Club, Top 10 Small Towns, and the 10 Best Barbecue Places in Mississippi. Am I reading that right?
I cannot keep up with the media. Let me tell you, I love Southern Living. I appreciate it. A Gardening Gun, but we were in a Farm magazine about a month ago.
Yeah.
60 Minutes back in November.
Y'all
30
are in
minutes.
Movies and music
you know,
videos.
I mean, you know, we are just blessed. We just live it. You know,
right.
I'm a lifer. I'm in this for life,
right,
man.
Yeah.
But we are blessed. And the European, as Camille knows, the international media that we get.
Yeah.
And it is incredible.
Yes, it is.
And we're just blessed and thankful for that. And that's why we are so appreciative of our guests, because this is a very precious gift that we have.
Yes.
Right.
And we're stewards of it. And so, you know, we appreciate y'all participating to the stewardship.
That's right, Bubba.
Bubba, give them the website so that they can plan their visit to Clarksdale.
Visitclarksdale.com.
Easy peasy.
Let me look at my card.
That was it. That was it. You got it right. You got it right. Well, Bubba, I thank you again for coming on. I'm glad we're here in the city with you. We're going to have a time right after this show. Wherever you go, we want to go.
Well, you come on, and if you don't have the blues when you get here, you'll have them when you leave. I promise you that.
That's for sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bubba. Listen, we've come to the end of another great trip. We want to thank you for traveling with us on the road today, and thank today's guests. We had Roger Stoll, Bubba O'Keefe, and with the Collective Seed, and Representative Robert Sanders on. Also, thank you to my What's Happening events as well. If you'd like to know more about these and other events around the state, visit our events calendar at mpbonline.org and click the community tab to see Mississippi events. If you have an event you'd like to share, upload it directly to the calendar or email it to events@mpbonline.org. Next Stop Mississippi is a production of MPB Think Radio. For Kamel King and Java Chapman, I'm Jermaine Flood. Stay tuned for Southern Remedy for Women, and join us next Friday at 10 a.m. for another great trip here on Next Stop Mississippi. We're out of here. We're still here in Clarksdale, though.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.